One thing this will do is standardize the method of securing federal buildings. Right now, based on GAO and Inspector General reports, we don't have a codified system of security. We have a system of federal uniformed people, but we also have a bigger system of contract security personnel. So most of the federal buildings in this country, those individuals you meet when you walk in the door, they're contract individuals. And part of my concern is when I looked at the reviews of what was happening, many of those contract employees fail basic security standards.
So would you then see this as sort of like what happened with TSA, where you do away with the contracting and bring it under a more federal standardized process?
Well, one of the things we asked for in the bill is a one-year pilot that would look at both federalizing the workforce completely or looking at a standardized contracting. Right now, we have both. And so when you're operating two systems, you have a problem. The other situation we have, which most individuals in the public don't know, is those contract guards don't have arrest authority. So if something did occur at a federal building, some other law enforcement agency would have to be called to secure it. So we think that in itself raises a significant vulnerability. And my bill is an effort to close that vulnerability loop, but also take away the last 3 years of oversight hearings that we've held where much of the testing of the system, the contract guards fail. We had a situation where in the Capital Region, in Washington, 100% of the testing of the system failed. That means that illegal material was brought into several buildings, bomb-making material, reassembled, and never caught in the system. And that is just too great a vulnerability. So we think part of it was the Federal Protective Service being lax on its supervision. But more importantly, when we checked the credentials of the contract employees, many of them, their credentials had expired. And so we just felt that it was time to reintroduce this bill. And obviously, as you know, given the circumstances in Tucson recently, it is even more important, we think, to the security of the general public.
I think it's interesting to point out that you reintroduced the bill, unless I'm mistaken, you reintroduced it on Friday before what happened in Tucson happened. That actually lended itself as a very sad and frightening illustration as to why this bill might be significant for feds who work in buildings.
You're absolutely correct. And one of the reasons we reintroduced it is we continue to work every day trying to keep people who live in this country safe. We have every piece of evidence now that we're not doing as good a job in the federal protective system as we should. We would be remiss as members of Congress knowing that we're not doing as good a job as should be by sitting down saying we can do nothing. So this bill is an attempt to upgrade the security of federal buildings. Basically, in addition, we'll add 500 uniform Federal Protective Service individuals to the system because right now we have more contract employees than we have federal law enforcement employees securing buildings. So we think at some point we have to do a better job at securing our buildings, and this bill on the personnel side will help us get there.
A lot of the debate that goes on the Hill is about money and where to cut and where to save and where spending can be maybe reduced. Is this bill budget-wise feasible?
Well, we think it is, because when we looked at the cost of hiring federal law enforcement personnel versus contract people, it appeared to make sense. But one of the things we want to do is to create this one-year pilot so we can look at the numbers, we can look at the testing of the system to see how many breaches occurred, so we can take everything into consideration. But I think to leave it just like it is, which in many instances is broken, is not the way to go. So I'm convinced that if this bill is passed, the pilot is done, and the facts come back, I'm convinced members of Congress will do the right thing. At this point, I think we would have to err on the side of investing in the best security that we can to protect the federal buildings all across this country. So if we have to invest in additional cost, additional training to do that, I'm convinced the public will go along with it.
Where does this stand, and what sort of feedback have you gotten so far? Support?
Well, we've gotten support. It has been referred to the Homeland Security Committee. We will actively encourage Chairman Peter King to bring it up. We don't think it'll get a secondary referral. We've not received the final information from our parliamentarian, but hopefully we can move it along. And I think in this particular climate, given what has occurred in Arizona, we absolutely need to take immediate steps to protect the public. And this is one of those basic steps that we can do. And there's reason to be concerned. At one point, the best job in America, more secure job, had very little layoff, was in the federal sector. Right now, given the climate and the fact that with talk radio, with pausing commentators talking bad about the government, it has raised an additional security risk that federal employees and federal officials in the past did not have to deal with. So we're all concerned about it. The briefings that we have as members of Congress, especially those of us on the Homeland Security Committee, have identified certain areas that we should be concerned about. Federal buildings have been identified as attractive targets. So we have to, again, do all we can to prevent bad people from doing harm to the public and those individuals who frequent those buildings, be they employees or customers.
Is there a concern that what happened over the weekend and the tone that's been going on lately would have that kind of chilling effect? Or do you see people who want to serve as people who are dedicated and want to serve, and it's not going to stop them?
I'm convinced that we have the greatest country in the world. Our workforce is absolutely the greatest workforce that known anywhere. I will put our people up against anyone. I don't think this situation will serve as a deterrent to individuals wanting to work in the federal sector. It should not. It's still a good place to work. But even at that, we have to review our systems periodically to make sure that those systems work, and to the extent that we can, prevent bad things from happening. So representative in Congress. I feel good that where we are, this is just one effort to improve the security of those individuals who want to do business with the federal government. My sympathies go out to all those impacted directly in Arizona. Congresswoman Gifford is a tremendous lady. I did a town hall meeting for her last year. Very aggressive, very knowledgeable member of Congress who was basically doing her job. And a very sick individual has now put a significant cloud of security on every member of Congress and every other federal official. So we're convinced that this bill is a step in the right direction toward securing what has already been documented as vulnerabilities for those individuals frequenting federal buildings.